volleys it to himself and keeps volleying it closer toward the infield, eventually catching it and coming close enough so the runner at third cannot score.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Now, come on now, Stash.
Mike, what would the ruling on that be? That's never happened in baseball. What if a guy seriously did that?
How would you be able to do that to the plate?
I understand it'd be difficult.
You're going to do it for 400 feet?
No. I understand it'd be a difficult thing to do initially off the bat. You know, you couldn't do it off a line drive. But a regular fly ball that's going to be caught,
they would probably rule anyway, Stash, and this is ridiculous, but they would probably rule that the runner could tag up as soon as that ball was considered to be in his possession, which would probably be after it did not hit the ground for, say, 1 or 2 full seconds.
The ball's not going to hit the ground, though. He's just kind of volleying.
No, but it's still, he's now in control of the ball, though. The umpire could rule that he is clearly in control of the ball. That's why it is not hitting the ground.
So they can rule.
Yeah, why not? I mean, just use your noggin. I mean, the man is in control of the ball, so that would mean you would be allowed to tag up. I mean, come on, Stacey. You got too much time on your hands for that one, okay? Way too much time on your hands. Justin and